You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, October 18th, 2017, week 223 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stone.
And since it's Wednesday, it's time for some WeViewed Reviewed. A lot of WeViewed Reviewed.
A lot of stuff.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 movies.
A lot of movies.
All horror for my horror Halloween haunt down. I think it's because we recorded. Oh, it's because I missed movies last week.
Yeah, oh yeah, you're trying to catch up.
I had to catch up. That's why I was like, why are there so many?
Mm-hmm.
So I saw, I'm just going to list all the movies first and then talk about them. Psycho, The Exorcist, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Jaws, The Omen, Halloween, Shining, Friday the 13th, Evil Dead, and The Thing.
This is the order you watched for them?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Psycho. Interesting movie.
Yeah, a lot of shower murdering.
How early slash late do you think that happens in the movie?
Like, how long's the movie? I'm assuming it's like an hour 20, hour 30. So I'm going to say the hour mark.
It's 1.82 hours, I guess. That's the time, like 1:50. 149.
Oh, that long? Hour 25.
No.
Happens pretty early?
Happens almost at the 25-minute mark.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know it happened that early. I thought that was like the climax of the movie.
No, that's the thing. It's, you assume, but yeah. There's a whole thing after where they're trying to solve this murder.
Hmm.
Like, most of the movie, they're trying to solve a murder.
Got it.
Yeah. Let's keep playing this game. This is a fun game for me.
Yeah, the famous part.
Where is the famous
part? Because I haven't seen like any of these. Like, everyone knows these movies. I haven't seen
any. Except for Jaws.
Except for Jaws. I know. Where
The Shining?
Everything. I haven't seen it, no. That, people always say that's so scary. So
yeah.
That's one I don't want to see. The little girls.
Yeah. It's kind of random.
Red Rum and stuff like that.
Yeah. The Exorcist. I can't think of a major scene. I think the major scene is her spider walking down the stairs. Kind of spooky. That's pretty late in the movie, though.
Yeah, I see that.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I found this movie. This is the first time I've ever seen this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised at how...
Is this the one where he puts face, like he takes off
people's faces? But it was weird because I didn't realize it was like a whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie was like must have been very edgy at the time.
Yeah.
Because they just show weird stuff. People getting... They like pick up a hitchhiker and he like cuts himself and stuff. It's really strange. And a guy who looks like Horatio Sands.
Yeah.
Is there? He's in a wheelchair.
That's weird.
It was really strange. Jaws. You've seen Jaws, right?
Oh, yeah. Anytime.
The Omen.
Damien.
Yeah. What's like a major scene in that movie?
I feel like a lot of these movies have got remakes.
Yeah. nearly all of them. All of them.
Yeah, I think.
Actually, the only...
Jaws. Well...
Except for Jaws.
If you
Jaws
call
kind of,
their sequels remakes, I don't
know. No, but The Thing had like a quote-unquote remake, but it was actually
it was
a prequel.
Was it known a prequel going in, or is it like
I think
a twist
if you've seen...
It was a prequel?
No, I think if you saw the movie, if you saw the old thing...
You would know.
You'd know like pretty much right away that... It was a prequel. Maybe not that it was like... You probably knew it wasn't a shot-for-shot remake. Because even Friday the 13th wasn't like a standard remake. It was kind of a loose remake.
Wasn't the Psycho remake like literally legitimately
shot-for-shot?
Like that's what they were trying to do? Like most of the time, nothing's like a
shot-for-shot remake. Well, let's go back to The Omen.
Yeah.
So The Omen...
Yeah, they have a remake for that one.
Yeah. And, this is a fun movie, but it's, like, kind of dark. Halloween. This is the first time I ever saw Halloween Michael Myers. It's interesting. There's, like, a lot of backstory into it. I didn't realize how much backstory there was.
Huh.
Kind of changes everything.
Yeah.
And young Jamie Lee Curtis is, like, way different. The Shining, classic, long movie. It's like 2.5 hours long.
Oof.
Friday the 13th, one of my favorites. I didn't realize, I was like, so they remade this movie. I saw the remake in theaters.
Did you end up watching this one on Friday the 13th, or you did it the day
before? I did it the day before.
Got
it. Well, it was like midnight, so it was Friday, it turned into Friday the 13th while I was watching Friday the 13th.
Did the Friday the 13th movies always take place on Friday the 13th, or is that just like the name of it now?
I think it's just the name of it now, but I think it happens to, because Friday the 13th is like a floating day anyways.
Yeah.
But, it's weird because the first one has such a twist ending that I realize, like, when you remake it, it can't have that sort of twist.
Mm.
It's really tough.
Yeah.
Because, like, do you know about the first one?
No. Freddy.
No.
Friday 13th?
Not Freddy. Jason.
Oh, sorry. I'm confusing Nightmare on Elm Street. Jason. Did they tell his origin in this one? Like the water?
Yeah.
Is that how the movie starts? I assume that's how the movie starts.
You don't see it happen in the beginning, but in the remake, you see it happen right in the beginning.
His mother's not in this
one. His mother is in this one.
Okay.
So that's the thing.
Is the twist that his mother
is... his mother is killing all these people, not him.
Okay, yeah.
So
I didn't know which one of the Friday 13s that was.
So, like... And then Jason doesn't kill anyone. Like, he makes a brief appearance at the end where he's like a deformed, like waterlogged baby.
Wait, but she wears a hockey mask then?
No, no one wears a hockey mask.
No one wears a hockey mask?
Not in the first one. It doesn't come until the
third
one.
That's nuts, because that's what first people think of.
Yeah.
Wow, I did not know any of this.
Yeah,
that's
so
nuts.
So when you watch the remake,
he's Jason.
He's Jason.
Okay.
He's wearing like the bag over his head for like a little bit. He finds a hockey mask. Mm. Like, after his first kill, and then he starts killing as Jason does. But they still do the weird, like, scare where, like, at the end, she's on a boat, she thinks she's safe, and he jumps out of the water.
Yeah.
And gets her. But, I was like, it would be tough to remake this movie with the mother killing everyone. Because, like, that's, everyone knows that.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't remake something that's with the same twist.
You'd have to, like, if you tried to remake The Sixth Sense.
Yeah, you can't do the same.
You can't have Bruce Willis be dead the whole time.
Yeah.
You'd have to do it where Bruce Willis's wife is dead the whole time, and him and Haley Joel Osment's character can both see dead people or something like that.
Yeah, you gotta do the twist on the twist.
Yeah.
Or it's like, oh, we all know this. We all know this.
Yeah. Or you have to come out on Front Street and say he was dead the whole time. Like, you knew he was dead.
Yeah, we know he's dead this time.
Like, you see him get shot in the beginning, and then...
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was interesting. Evil Dead, another classic.
Mm-hmm.
And The Thing. I think it's one of my favorite movies now.
Really? Like,
yeah, I thought this was such a great freaking movie.
Cool.
How long into the movie do you think it takes to see The Thing?
How long's this one?
I think it's about one.
I'm assuming they're all short, but they're not.
Some of these aren't, no.
I'm thinking it wrong. I'm going to say like...
149.
Halfway through the movie?
No, it's actually... You see the monster, like the thing, monster thing, pretty early.
Really? See, I feel like nowadays you hide everything so long.
I thought in The Thing, I thought they hid it until the end.
Mm-hmm.
But you see the monster. Yeah. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like this movie, though. I'm going to say, like, if I had to rate this one, I'd give 8 out of 8. Oh, it was a great movie. Kurt Russell's a badass in this movie. Like, whew, such a good movie. Let's talk about TV. Big Mouth. Netflix original series, Nick Kroll, John Mulaney. They got, like, a lot. Jason Mendoza is a voice. They got a lot of people do the voices.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the show. It's a fun show. Took some time to grow on me.
Half hour show?
Yeah. 10 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Deals with kids going through puberty. And Will Arnett is the hormone monster. It's like some imaginary creature.
that they all the kids see.
That all the they all can't see the same. Like, it's the same one, but they, if one person sees it, it's not like all of them see it at the same time, but they're aware of it and stuff. It's interesting. And it's like, that's when you start seeing it is when you're going through puberty. Mm. But yeah, so it's fun. They deal with like homosexuality and masturbation and wet dreams and porn and all these fun things. And they have songs, which is like really funny. Like, they had, there's this one where it's like Freddie Mercury's ghost singing a song about being gay. And it was really, it was really funny. And menstruation. What else they talk about? Yeah, it was fun. I watched The Great British Bake Off as well. This week's.
Do they have like seasons? They have like seasons, right?
Yeah.
And they end at a point.
Yeah.
They come back.
Yeah.
Alright. Didn't know if it was British television.
This one was Italian food. Really good.
Italian. Do they break more? Bake more British stuff because it's a British
show? Yeah. But this is the first time they've ever done an Italian week. Huh. And it's like, every time I see it, I'm just like, I want to bake that. But then I see, like, they fail at it, and I'm like, why would I try that? Because if they can't do it, well, why can I?
They're like chefs.
They're like master bakers. So yeah, it was very enjoyable. And now people are starting to get kicked off that I'm like, wow, I wouldn't have guessed this in the first week. Like, I thought this person would go far.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't.
Like, they're good.
Yeah.
Aren't they going to keep being
this
good?
Person, like, they had stink weeks. Some of these people are
They're good at some things, not at.
And then certain people who I thought would get kicked off early, still there. And I'm like, wow. Hmm.
So how many they start with and they bring 12? In more people?
No.
Or, okay, it's slowly going down.
Yeah, they go down one by one.
Okay.
And this week is it always a 12-week thing? No, because this week is the quarterfinals. Oh, yeah, maybe. Must be 12 weeks then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, then the last one, there's one person left, I assume.
That's still probably 11 weeks.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was very enjoyable. If you're not watching the show, I don't know what you're doing with your life. It's peak television entertainment.
All right, you say so.
And then I started watching Mindhunter on Netflix yesterday.
Getting good buzz.
Yeah, 1970s takes place.
Who's in this show? Is there anybody like well known?
Not that I can tell.
Okay.
But it's pretty much like the advent of criminal psychology.
Mm-hmm.
You're very interesting because like a lot of them don't believe it.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. I'm like, he was born that way. Like, that was a mentality for a long time.
Yeah, like, police work must have been like changed so much from like the 70s till now.
Yeah. And then they're like, well, can't you answer this question? He's like, I don't know, man. Like, that's, it's a new process. Like,
yeah.
And they're like, well, you're supposed to be able to find this person. Yeah, it was crazy. And then the first, like, because they don't show you too much of the actual crime. They just talk about it.
Yeah.
But there's like, in the first 5 minutes, before the intro sequence on the first episode, you see something like so crazy that I was like, because I kept reading reviews saying, like, you don't see that much. You just see, like, it's just discussion of it that makes it, that causes it to be unsettling.
Oh, geez.
And I'm like, okay, okay. And then, like, you see the first one, and I'm like, holy Christ, like, this is insanity.
Oh, man.
And then mellows out a little bit after that, but yeah, like, I want to review or recommend it to my parents, but a lot of sex in it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And he's like an FBI instructor at a college, but then he's trying to like set up this new process. Really good. Let's talk about video games. I started playing Friday the 13th finally because it was Friday the 13th, and I thought it was very appropriate.
That's the one where you're like Jason running around.
You can be Jason or you can be the camp counselors.
Okay.
I haven't been able to be Jason yet.
Okay. You have to
online.
Okay.
You get to level 12. And I'm at level 5 right now. I don't think I've played a scary game as much as this. This game is so scary.
Yeah.
Because it's dark.
I feel like scary games are more terrifying than scary movies.
Yeah. Because you're in control of it.
I know. That's the scary part.
Which you'd think it'd be the opposite. You're like, scary movies would be scarier because you don't have any control.
Yeah.
Nope. Scary games are scary because you have control. and you hear the music and you're like, oh my God, it's Jason Close. Music, yeah. And then the video edit like screws up while you're playing mm-hmm. on purpose. That means Jason's very close.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And then you have to hide and stuff.
That's stressful.
And there were bear traps around the car. Like, yeah, there's like these options on how you can save yourself. It's either kill Jason, which is like nearly impossible, or you can fix the car and drive off the map, or you can like ride a boat off the map, or you can call 911 and run towards the police as they come. But you have to like fix these things. And the car I was working on had these bear traps all around it. So like,
yeah, you can't even get around it.
Yeah, it was horrible. But yeah,
are you working with other camp counselors? Is this like online? You're playing cooperatively with other people?
Or yeah, but none of them were around me. Like you have to find them, and then like if you run, it makes more noise so Jason can see where you are on the map. And
yeah,
very stressful.
It's a really cool idea for a game.
It is a cool idea. And then I also played Cuphead. Are you familiar with this game?
I saw that trailer during
E3.
Yeah,
I played it.
Looks pretty cool.
I played the first level.
It's like old school.
It looks like a 1930s animation style. I can easily say this is the most difficult game I've ever played.
Really?
Yeah, it took me almost 3 hours of dying to beat the first level, which is only less than 2 minutes in length.
Really?
Like when I beat it, it said my time was 151.
Mm-hmm.
But you only have 3 hit points. It's a co-op game, so I guess I think it might be easier if you have another person with you.
Yeah.
But it is very difficult. There's like side-scrolling missions, and then there's boss battles. And those boss battles are very difficult, too. Yeah. But it's just so much fun to play because it's like the way it looks.
Yeah,
but I think a lot of it is like what they call like Twitch gaming, where like it's like muscle memory almost. Like you're not playing the game, you're trying to remember the muscles.
Oh, yeah.
Like the movements that you have to do.
That's
really difficult.
The plot of the movie pick.
Yeah, sure.
It's a little Adam Sandler. He knows how to play all the games because he knows, like, you can see the code behind it almost. Yeah. It's like you go this, then the pattern.
Yeah.
So, because it's matching
the old, it's kinda old like
type
that.
Of games.
And then I was, like, looking for articles as I was playing it. I was like, did I miss something on, like, how to regain health? And it's like, how to recover HP in Cuphead.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Google title.
Yeah.
I click on it, and it's like, you can't. And I was like, oh, gosh.
Sucks for you.
I was like, what's the point of this?
Why is it so hard?
That's how they made it.
Mostly children.
No, it's not for children.
I guess that's why. Wait, is it...
Like, it's not mature, but okay. It's not for children.
Got it.
It's a very difficult game.
Interesting.
I guess there's a simple mode, which makes it easier, but I play it on regular mode.
Not as fun.
Yeah. Okay, discussion. This week, mundane horror movie. Do you have an idea for a mundane horror movie?
Give me yours if you got one. Do you have one?
Yeah.
I was trying to think of one.
You're really excited. You have secured yourself some Hamilton tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Really excited to go. You don't want to pay fees. So you don't buy, like, you don't get physical tickets. You're like, I'll take them on my phone. You get up to where they scan your phone. Phone is dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's the horror of
getting being so close yet being so far away
and not getting it.
Yeah, that didn't happen to me, but
that would have sucked.
That would have.
This is based on a true story.
I think if
it
that
was a real horror,
if that happened to me, I wouldn't be here this week.
Yeah, that'd be pretty.
I'd be like, I'm in a dark place, Mike.
That'd be pretty bad. Let's see. Can I come? I don't know. I couldn't come up with one because I don't see many horror movies, even a mundane one. See. Yeah, I don't know.
Like you drink a bunch of coffee while you're driving. Have to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Pull over and find the only gas station in like 2 miles. Go to the restroom. Out of order.
That's pretty.
That'd be horrifying.
That would be terrible. I don't know. Can't think.
Hopefully next week.
Just gonna leave it at that because I really.
Next week. change one small part in a movie to get a whole different ending. This came to me when I was watching The Thing, because in The Thing, the movie starts off with a guy trying to shoot a dog from a helicopter.
As one does.
Yeah, in Antarctica. And
why is there a dog in Antarctica?
It's from like the lab, like because there's like all these testing. Different labs working.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't. Man, he isn't able to.
Is the
shoot.
Whole movie set in Antarctica?
Yeah.
Man, is that the only movie horror movie set in Antarctica?
I think it was like shot on location in like Greenland or something. It was like in Greenland. Like they shot it really far up north.
Crazy.
And yeah, so I was like, if he just was able to shoot the dog, none of this movie would have happened.
Yeah.
But the dog is what is infected from the previous lab. Spoiler alert. Well, it's not really spoilers. You find that out in like really early on in the movie. So, yeah, come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart. This Week in Movies in the Now. Trailer talk. That's it. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.